Hello, everyone. My name is Mike Ward, Managing Partner and Founder of Cornerstone Project. Today, I want to talk to you about something that's really very important, critically important, and that's about client care. And what I mean by client care is that when a client comes into our office or into any office, the first thing that should happen is an assessment that allows us to ask questions to determine the level of care that the client needs. The reason why I bring this up today, and while you'll hear me continuously talk about client care, is because I believe that client care has become secondary to other organizations. And when I say secondary, it's that, well, hey, client care is become secondary to a company's payroll. It becomes secondary to a company's list of vendors or creditors or to the staff's salaries. And when we begin to put client care as a secondary matter and put revenue over client care, that's when I think that we as organizations need to take a look at what are we in the business of treatment for. Are we in the business of treatment for the simple matter of monetary gain, or are we in the business of treatment because of client care? There's two different things. You know, for Cornerstone, as we watch the Medicaid redesign take effect throughout the state of Ohio, there were a lot of companies as a part of the Medicaid redesign and restructuring. It costs a lot more to operate a company, to operate a business. But as we people begin to struggle with that, and organizations begin to struggle with these new costs to stay in a business, some companies made the decision, well, look, what if we water down the program? Is that an option? To get more clients coming in the door, maybe we should water down the program and not require so much of the client. Maybe if we bend it a little bit and tell them, and you don't have to come to IOP, which is 3 hours, three times a week, an individual session and a case management, which is totally about 10, 11 hours a week of treatment. Maybe if we water it down, and that way we'll get more clients and we'll make it up in value. So if I'm an active addict, that looks really appealing if I don't have to go to treatment three times a week. My assessment says I need intensive outpatient and going three times a week, 3 hours each session, and I don't have to put into that time. Yeah, that appeals to the active addict, because that's an active addict. What is our job? To find the least path of resistance that keeps us a lot closer to getting the medication at hand. So during the Medicaid redesign, companies had to make a decision of how to stay in business, how to still meet the payroll, still meet the financial obligations of the company. Some companies did decide to do away with the standards. And when I say the standards, do away with, you know, demanding that high level of treatment and say, well, look, you only got to come to one individual session a week, or you only got to come to one group a week. But your assessment says that you need a higher level of care, so the assessment is basically being ignored. And when companies decide to take that position and travel down that road, that's putting client care as a secondary issue and financial gain or financial stability over client care. And I think that puts the client and the client's family in a very difficult position, because if you're saying that, you can come over here, come one, come all, we'll cut the matter of time down, then we're essentially, when an organization does that, that organization is robbing the client of all the clinical tools that it needs in order to deal with its addiction. You know, it takes clinical tools that you're only going to learn through treatment, through groups, on how to deal with those behavioral issues, those underlying issues. So when we as an organization choose to put a monetary gain above your treatment and above your need to learn how to deal with those pressures that have you using in the first place, then I can say that's very discouraging when organizations do that. You know, for example, at Cornerstone, at one time we serviced over 700 clients. And as we began to see the Medicaid redesign, it was 700 went to 600, 600 went to 500, 500 went to 400, 400 went to 250, 260, 270. But what we did not do, we did not put financial obligations above client care. As a matter of fact, we increased the standard. We did more with less. You know, it's been challenging, you know, but we decided that to keep our ethics, keep our integrity when it comes to treatment, follow the ASEM criteria, follow Ohio MAS, Ohio Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse. We did not lower it or water it down. We sacrificed. We had to make changes. We had to go with a smaller, more efficient staff. We had to be smarter, you know, about our revenue without sacrificing client care in the process. You know, so you are, if you're a client or you are a family member who has a person in the family struggling with addiction, you may want to ask those agencies that your family members that are that you're attending, you know, am I receiving the appropriate level of care? You know, am I receiving the type of attention that I should be receiving? You know, where's my case manager that's supposed to help me find housing, that's supposed to help me work with me in other agencies and getting my children back, or other classes that I may need to help me get my food stamps back? Where's that individual that's supposed to be helping me? You know, right now, as a part of this process and a part of client care, we need to take a second look at that. You know, we need to take a second look at those agencies or those doctor's offices that are saying, hey, you only need 15 minutes. You know, I'll tell you something. There was a recent article in the Dayton Daily News, and I was quoted as saying, hey, it's unfortunate that when treatment is something that's looked at as being detrimental to a client's health and welfare, that treatment is unnecessary. You know, and I can actually tell you, when you're looking at client care, treatment is essential to the caring of the client, to teaching and educating the client. Medication by itself isn't client care. You know, so we need to really take a look at that. We need to challenge ourselves, and we need to ask ourselves, look ourselves in the mirror and say, hey, are we doing everything within our power for the client? Or have we cut services just to maintain certain salaries, or just to maintain a financial edge, you know, in a struggling market? That's what we have to ask ourselves as agencies. Are we doing what's in the best interest of the client and the client's family? And we as organizations have to answer the question. We really do. Yeah, we lost a lot of revenue, but we never once have watered down our program. We've never once have not gone out and checked on clients. You know, matter of fact, Cornerstone is starting to grow again because we made those sacrifices. We never put client care secondary to our financial stability. You know, and now things are stabilizing, but I want to see that across the board, that we as a community have worked so hard over these years in dealing with the opioid epidemic. You know, let us not lose sight of what we got into in the first place as far as working with clients who are, and family members who are addicted to opiates. There's a continuation of this process that client care must remain the central focus always of what we do and how we do it. We cannot sacrifice client care in the name of a dollar. We have to push ourselves to do better. We have to increase the standard to make it even higher. Let us not be complacent with the mild success that we've had. Let us challenge those doctors' offices or other organizations who are, in, for the sake of client, needing more clients, are watering down programs. We should not adhere to that. You know, we should be having open discussions about this as we continue to move forward. Let us not lose the momentum that we've gained with the honest work that has been done with integrity. We cannot exchange that for poor client care. So if you're watching this podcast, please reach out. I think we should be meeting, you know, about what our client care and how do we maintain a certain level of client care in this community. Let's not lose the momentum that we worked hard for over these past 6 or 7 years that we've been dealing with the epidemic. I think that it's essential and it's important. This is not a time for accolades and applause. We still have a whole lot of work to do, and client care needs to remain the center of our focus and attention. Thank you.